Welcome to the Outrider Podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been over my mess for a while. I've been taking it easy. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm one of those paranoid souls that puts the thing over the camera.
Oh, wow. Nice. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't want anybody spying on me when I'm looking at porn, right? Like the deep state's really concerned about what I whack it to, right? I
mean, right.
Jason Quinn Malott, and despite that snippet of a conversation between me and Stephen McClurg for the first episode of the rebooted Outrider podcast, no, we're not going to make the show now about internet porn. The Outrider podcast will still be about literature and what we're writing on and its place in society and all this other good stuff that Stephen and I had talked about in the previous edition of the Outrider podcast. This time, however, the centerpiece of the podcast will be my conversations with Stephen once a month, and then we'll sprinkle in special episodes here and there that will be interviews with other writers or book reviews and interesting stuff like that. So we'll be expanding our repertoire, but mostly focusing on those one-on-one conversations between me and Stephen about our writing and what it's like to live in towns where we don't feel there's a strong literary community and we're not quite sure how to get one of those off the ground. So we're going to make one ourselves and see if that'll bleed over into the real world. Or not. I'm delusional. Or not. Anyway, so look out for that next episode of the Outrider podcast. It'll be coming up in the middle of September, about the 15th. And that episode will be about resistance and how the writer might resist against the current rather dismal regime, to put it mildly. And we'll talk about meditation. We'll talk about Joseph Campbell. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff in coming episodes. Who knows where it'll go? So tune in and welcome back. We'll let this song play out to the end. This is Empty Chairs, Red Cottages for Chloe. It's by Stephen McClurg.